Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. I'm sharing an update today about the project I was doing with my children reading books. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. If you've been following along with our little journey of reading books to my elementary age children, my older middle schooler has joined in, and it's been a lot of fun to see them connect over these books together with the different ages. Some of the things that I have learned by doing this aggressive goal is that when you set out to do something like this, like read a certain amount of books a month or put a qualitative number, right? When you're doing something that has a number base, sometimes quality of retention can suffer. And I'm sharing that because there's some books when I take my children to the library to pick out books, they're picking out some of the same books and they don't remember reading them. And I think that's kind of interesting because we have a home library and I wasn't really raised buying a lot of books. So it's a new experience for me. And my husband's awesome. He bought the plastic that librarians put on books and he wraps our paperback books in that, just like a little bookmaker, little book printer. So our books stay intact and nice, which I love. And it's funny, we need to buy some more because we've added to our collection. The home collection that we have, the retention's there. The kids know what the book's about. And there's this cross between, you know, hitting this goal, but then also reading comprehension, right? So I would never tell you, hey, you shouldn't read a lot of books, different books, because you won't be able to retain them. Because reading is better than not reading, right? But spending more time in the moments of like, what is this book about? Our goal is, it's taking longer. And I think that that's okay. The interesting part about this goal to read 1,000 books with my kids in a school year is that there are some books they've read once and they still remember it. And so we write down what those were and we put stars by our list. We're up to like 600 and something. And then I go look up the author and the illustrator and I try to find more books by them. And that's interesting too. There are some really obscure books that you can't even really find on Amazon or in libraries that we have in our collection. Some of these books have been passed down to us and given to us by other people or maybe preschools or things like that. I've even bought some books off Facebook Marketplace. I was really excited. And when the woman dropped off the books and I gave her money, I saw that all the books were from the Dolly Parton Library. And if you know anything about that amazing library, is that they're all free books given to people on their birthday or low income. And so I basically paid this woman on Facebook Marketplace for these free books. But I figured, you know what? She probably needed the money. And that's why she sold these books that are originally free. Anyways, I digress. So that's the update with our books, is that we're slowing down a little bit to focus on reading comprehension and retention and trying to figure out that sweet spot of making it fun to hit the goal. And, you know, this originally started because my first grader's school teacher sent home a reading log and we just thought that was really fun. And over the break, he turned in 8 or 9 papers, and that's not normal. So in the treasure box, there's things in there where, you know, he can't take everything up. He can't take all the treasures from everybody else. So we've been thinking about our own goals at home, earning video game times and minutes and other activities that he enjoys. So when you're thinking about a goal, think about what's more important, right? We set out for this 1,000 books. I thought it would be fun. And now I'm like, the goalpost has moved. I really want to focus on retention. So we are going to hit the 1,000 mark. We are going to do it. And we're going to be more thoughtful about it. And when we're setting goals in the future, we're going to be thoughtful about those too, to be able to hit those metrics of things that matter, like reading retention. So anyways, I'd love to hear what goals you have personally, maybe in your business, in your personal life, with your children, with your loved ones, and how are you going about to achieve those goals? Love you guys. Peace out.